Dellingpole, Greenland Ice Melt Shock, The Terrifying Truth. By James Dellingpole on August 4, 2019. Greenland just lost 11 billion tons of ice melted in one day because of this shocking weather event known as summer. CBS News's resident climate expert Ted Scambos, loving the poetry of that first syllable in his surname, thinks this is worrying and unusual. So does the Washington Post, which declares it one of its greatest melting events ever recorded. So too does renowned Canadian alarmist Bill McKibben. As Greenland's heat wave peaks tomorrow, rate of melting is expected to be highest ever recorded. This is ungood. Bill McKibben, at Bill McKibben, July 31, 2019. So too does presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar, senator for Minnesota. The climate crisis is happening now. I've been to Greenland and seen this ice cheat. We need action, not denial. More than 11 billion U.S. tons of ice lost to oceans by melt on Wednesday alone, creating July net mass ice loss of 217 billion U.S. tons. Amy Klobuchar, at Amy Klobuchar, August 3, 2019. If you're not scared yet, you really should be. Do you not realize that if the Greenland ice sheet goes on melting at this extraordinary rate, then within 12,500 years half of it will be gone? Yes, you read that right. In 12,500 years, that's about twice as far ahead into the future as we are now from the world's earliest civilization. Sumer, in 4500 BC, the Greenland ice sheet could be half gone, with almost incalculable consequences for those of us who are still alive. We have Willis Eschenbach to thank for this timely warning. He has been doing the math at What's Up With That? And this is his finding. Here's one way of looking at that. We can ask, if Greenland were to continue losing ice mass at a rate of 103 billion tons per year, how long would it take to melt, say, half of the ice sheet? Not all of it, mind you, but half of it. Note that I am not saying that extending a current trend is a way to estimate the future evolution of the ice sheet. I'm merely using it as a way to compare large numbers. To answer our question if 103 billion tons lost per year is a big number, we have to compare the annual ice mass loss to the amount of ice in the Greenland ice sheet. The Greenland ice sheet contains about 2.6 C plus 15, 2 quadrillion 600 trillion, tons of water in the form of snow and ice. So if the Greenland ice sheet were to lose 103 billion tons per year into the indefinite future, it would take about 12,500 years to lose half of it. Paul Homewood isn't much impressed with the panic mongering either. The ice sheet surface mass balance is running well above that of 2012. And there is no mention of the fact that the ice sheet grew substantially last year, and also the year before. The simple fact is that the Greenland ice sheet melts every summer, particularly when the sun shines. That's what it does. And it grows back again in winter as the snow falls. Indeed, if it did not melt, it would carry on growing year after year.